This is tape recording number 6801 CO5 graduation ceremony aboard the yacht Royal Scotsman, together with a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Fast Flow and Correction Before the Fact, given on the 5th of January 1968. This recording is 30 minutes long. Copyright 1968 by L. Ron Hubbard, all world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by the Department of Publications Worldwide, England.
Claire, a graduation. Well, really, it's not really a Claire's graduation. It's an OT graduation. And it's a very historical thing, so we thought we'd make a nice display. And for you today, we have the portmaster, Mr. Burgess, Wally Burgess, who'd like to speak to you for first of all. All right?
Thank you. Thank you. I think what I want to say is just this. Thank you for coming here and making so much success possible so quickly. Now, we in the Sea Org have worked for such events for quite some time. And for such a day as this, now the day is here. That's really something. So thank you for coming. Thank you for all the success.
Now Joe McMaster will be presenting his certificate. And you'll be here. John, would you like to come?
Well, as this is such a tremendous occasion, not only the first presentation on the yacht Royal Scotsman, but also the first of the OT3s will be graduating today, formally. So what I'll do, there were some who checked out at Clare and Section 1 OT and Section 2 OT prior to the advanced courses arriving at full force. What we want is for the Clares to arrive, and I'll announce them first, and they will make their speeches. Then I will read you the list of Section 1s and Section 2s who were checked out earlier. And then I'll call the Section 3s to come up and to speak to you. All right? Well, I know the first here was Paul Nicol. He is not with us at the moment. And the next one checked out on board was Gloria Nicol.
Idea, I want to say. But first of all, I not only was checked out as second tier on the Royal Scotsman, but by John McMaster, which was a privilege for me. And I thank you for that. And I would like to thank everyone all along the road to St. Gill and the supervisors who cleared the horses for marvelous. And thank especially Ron, of course. And really, I've been so busy since I checked out clear, I haven't had time to think much else about it. But it's really great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gloria. The next one is David Murphy.
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank you, Ron, everything, Scientology, clear and all. It's really great. One thing I noticed, the first day was, I felt like a little baby. Where I was working on Avon, there was a lot of clears, and wow, talk about a negative game. I felt like a little toddler. And it's really something. Another thing I realized is agreements or postulates, they get, for example, you think, well, I've worked so long and, gee, I'm tired. Agree that you're tired. My golly, it'll come after you just like that. You'll be tired. And things like this, it just, you're able to do so much more and keep moving and just feel better about doing more. It's all like a great big negative gain and how it's going to be. It's just beautiful. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much, David. Next one is Richard Bazell. Is Richard here? All right. Arthur Price.
To say on the subject here, I'd like to thank Ron for making the material available. This is really wonderful. And just like to mention that I'm still finding some of the machines I've built up over the ages and feeding them to death, but I think I've got a few more to go yet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Arthur. Next one is Nikki Friedman.
Well, I want you to know that I've been on stage as a dancer for 6 years, and this is the first time that I've ever confronted my audience. Also, I want you to know that when I got on the plane to go to St. Hill, that was when I started my clear speech, you know, creating it. And I changed it every night up until last night. And I cognited what I wanted to tell you were things that happened in the past. You know, how I got into Scientology and everything. And it's telling you things like that is the same thing as people getting hung up in past track incidents. We weren't clear then, you know? And look where we are now, and that just doesn't seem to have any importance anymore to me, you know? I want you to see me now. And thank you for being here. And boy, if you have any question about getting on stand, just talk to me about it. Thank you.
Right, and the next one I'm highly delighted to announce. Not that I wasn't delighted about all the others, but Stan Stromfeld.
I've had many thrilling moments over the last 15 years. And this is not the easiest. Simply because I've been creating it for a long time. Not only my clear graduation, but this moment in Scientology. This creation that you have made. This advanced organization. So all I can say in this moment is for those people who are most intimate to you, to those people all over the world, to those people in the universe who don't know yet the name, but who have already received the help. Thank you for the effort necessary to make this creation.
Arrived. All right, thank you. Well, before we go on to the OT3s, I'd like you to read a list of those who were checked out Section 1 and Section 2 prior to the advanced forces arriving. On the 2nd of January, this is after, Laurie Wood, James Thomas Byrne, George Galpin, Yvonne Gillam, Terry Dickinson, Joan Bristow, Hannah Eltringham, William Robertson, Craig Lipsitz, Paul Mitchell, and Doris Lambright. Would you give those all a big hand? come to the velocity power killers, or whatever they are. These tremendous Section 3OTs. And the first of these is someone I'm happy to announce, very happy, Chris Weideman.
Thank you. I'm a South African. We did it again. Thank you. Marvelous to be here, one of the safest environments I've yet come to. I'd like to thank Ron for giving me, us, the technology, John for training me as a Class 7 to do this. I'm very proud to be one of this group. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know whether these are in order, but the next one, Pam Piercy.
Well, I want to say thank you, Ron. You're the only being in this whole universe who has given it to us. And thank you for being here with us, because it helps having you guys here with us in this beautiful, stable environment. And you must get on yourselves on it soon, because I thought Shakespeare was the most fantastic thing ever, but, well, there's no comment on this one. It's just too beautiful. And you've got to experience it to believe it. You just cannot get it across in the verbal, English, any language words. You just can't do it. So do come and be a thing to each of us. We do need to.
Thank you. Jerry Woodison.
Well, firstly, I would like to say, do come and join us. It's a fantastic state. I don't really know how to express it except to say that this environment looks so clear and so beautiful.
Thank you. And the next one, our power pirate, Lotte Roos.
Sea Orcs really about. Well, the 16th of August 65 was the day that Ron called John McMaster Day. That is the day that I went clear. And John gave his, Ron gave a lecture then, he had just come back from Rhodesia. And John later on gave me the ticket, and that was a combination of Ron and John. And now, the section two, I've again got the combination of Ron and John. Now the section three is a great accomplishment because it showed me the odds I was up against in the Sea Org. Ron said, put out a bulletin quite a while ago, in which he said, the bigness of a Thetan is measured to the extent that he can make things go right. How you can fight, knock people about, yourself included, but still not make things go right. Because you don't know what it is that stops you making things go right. Well, in section three, I found something that I stumbled into about 6 months ago. And, well, it is section three that is the thing that solves the thing that prevents you from making things go right. Sir, thank you.
Thank you. Peggy Baxter.
Thank
you very much, and I can safely say that this is the only place to be. Thank you, Peggy. And the next one, Fran Dutch.
Thank you. Wow, I just know how intimate you all are. It's just around the room. Oh, man. I wanted to tell you thank you for a long time. I've been with you for a long time. I've been with you for the duration.
You're very welcome.
And another one who's done a marvellous job, Alan Walter.
Well, probably the best part of this whole lot is the fact that I can say thank you to Ron, who's here, all these other times, and the fantastic result that happened to me. The only way I could say thank you is by producing some results out in life. Making Scientology or making things go right, and trying to be a good advertisement to Scientology. Because I doubt very much if anyone's ever got the gains out of Scientology that I got. I know we all think that. But if any of you knew where I'd come from, the state I was in when I came into Scientology, the fantastic gain I got within 2 hours of coming across the subject, where I was, and it's only 4 years, it's just about 5 years now since I've been in Scientology. It's taken me around the world, I suppose 15, 20 times, I've lost count now. It's changed me from being a very, very small person, not too sure about the other, but I'll be around. But much of it, or all of it, has been due to Ron, because I was in a fantastic trap, partly my own causing, mostly, all of it. And I didn't know where to go, and he showed me a road. And again, I say thank you very much, and OT3 is just fantastic. Thank you.
I see Richard Bazell has just arrived, so may I call him in now?
Yes.
They're clear. Richard Bazell.
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say something.
Thank you very much, sir.
Since I checked out, something it gets more and more and more. I wrote a success story saying that so many things happened that was just 2 days. And things seem to happen faster to me. But I guess I really feel much more able to handle it. I've become tremendously more able. And, well, I guess speaking to you, you all know how it feels. So just let's all get going together. I'm leaving today, actually, to go back to South Africa to get some money and get the family over here, get the rest of the family, my mother and my brother. I want to get back to St. Helen and then over here again. And I think the Sea Org is just the place for my brother. I'll come back to the Sea Org too, because it really is neat. Anybody in the base org who wants to transfer it over, it's fantastic, it really is. And that's about it. Thank you very much.
you all very much for being here this time. There's another first that I omitted. We are the... this is the privileged first time that we have had Ron with us at such a presentation. So thank you very much for being with us. Thank you for everything.
I'm going to
give him a chance.
Yeah, let him die. You got it all,
too. Fine. Right. Well, now, I'll hand you over then. Privilege to Ron.
Gratifying. It's the first clear ceremony which I have witnessed. Believe it or not, that is true. And very interesting that the advanced organization first clear ceremony would be conducted as master of ceremonies by John McMaster. That would be the first one that I saw. So obviously you have finally caught up with me. Well, I wish to welcome you to the Royal Scotland and to the advanced organization, and I want to give you a few words of caution. All very serious right now. I better enter a light moment into this. But I want to give you a few words of caution. Two ethics officers from St. Hill came aboard this ship to get a few little odds and ends straightened out about ethics procedure. And they walked up the gangway and reported to the quartermaster. And about an hour later, I found them down in the purser's office being issued boiler suits because somebody had rooted them straight through and they had taken all of the each and every step necessary to join the Sea Org. And so you got to watch these Sea Org officers. Be careful of the pieces of paper you sign. Years ago, Shanghaiing and press ganging and that sort of thing went out everywhere in the world, but apparently it is in again. It's very gratifying to see you here. You probably have a lot of questions, and one after the other, I could answer these questions for you. One is concerning security. There is no security on any of this now. The wraps are off. It was kept in security so we wouldn't start a lot of rumor lines and so that we wouldn't have a lot of questions to knock back and changes because we hadn't made up our mind to the exact shape, size, base, description. And when it was finally finalized, why, we were ready to go. There are, of course, many facets to the Sea Org besides an advanced organization, and many of those are still under security, but you wouldn't even be interested in those. You see lying alongside you a ship at the present moment with its crew spattered with paint and grease to the eyebrows and working like mad, ready to go to sea, and she will be leaving shortly, and when she goes, don't bother to watch her go. And there's another ship waiting somewhere for her. But that is all in the line of making the environment a little bit safer for Scientology. It has nothing to do with the advanced organization. So all the wraps are off with regard to the advanced organization. You can write your friends and say, well, here I am in sunny Valencia. I hope it is snowing home. Another question that you probably want to know about, and there's another question after that, and several other questions after that, and those are all answered by the hostess, who is Diana Hubbard, who is, by the way, Sea Org personnel, and she will give you straight steers in the proper directions to go with regard to that. And if life becomes too desperate, refused. I think he tried to hand me his hat. See, I'll fix his clock here.
If you become too desperate about anything of the Lord, see the portmaster, Captain Wally Burgess. And he will set you right with regard to the situation. Make sure that he hears that invitation is exists. If you have any other questions, why, you'll get them answered in that particular line, and there we are. Now, you do have amongst you in the advanced organization Sea Org personnel. There's a difference here. There's administrative personnel of the advanced organization. Amongst that administrative personnel, just to make the advanced organization work, why, we have had to scatter a sprinkling of Sea Org personnel. These gradually will be replaced probably in the advanced organization because they, after all, Sea Org personnel, your ship personnel. And you will find that the advanced organization operates within the Sea Org. This organization is subject to Sea Org justice and maritime justice. It is not subject to straight Scientology justice. So watch those attestations. The first time on this new system that we have had here, we're having students say, "No, I'm not ready to test anything yet." Are you sure you're not already started on? You know all your I better go to clamming, I think. What a different deal. But they're oddly enough taking longer to study the materials than they ever did when they were being checked out. Well, something new has happened, and a new first has occurred here in the advanced organization, is that we are using the first fast flow system of certification, the first fast flow system of administration, which will, as it is refined here, go on out to other Scientology organizations. And this does make a very fast flow. This will probably increase the velocity of the lines by as much as 10. In the first place, when you start to audit, you don't turn in your folder and have somebody hanging on to your folder for the next 3 months or something like that. When you finish your session, you write your name on a slip of paper and send it to the tech director and say you've had a session of so many hours, you go right on auditing. And if you don't turn in a slip of paper, why, you could probably expect the technical secretary to be breathing down your neck or one of the supervisors, because you obviously aren't auditing because you haven't turned in anything. And then you can probably expect to be sent to review. But there is no stop put on your line. How can you then follow up along this line? Well, actually, you follow up by not turning in a report. For instance, if you are completed on what you're doing and completed your course, you will turn in a slip to the qual saying, "I've completed the course and wish to attest to this effect." If you also don't turn in a slip over to the tech division, probably the tech supervisor will be coming down on you and bugging you to start auditing, and why are you doing not auditing, and you will have to explain how you have already finished auditing, attested, made that grade, and so forth. You get the idea. So you want to keep people informed. That is the safe thing to do in a fast flow system. Now, what happens on a general line is that somebody makes a mistake, somebody gets a bad result, somebody fouls up somehow or other, he says it isn't true or something of that sort, and then gradually people on the administrative lines begin to get nervous, and so they begin to put little inspection points all the way along the line. And every one of those inspection points is a slow of the line. Now, we studied this. We had a good earful of this in Southampton, watching the idiocy with which countries are right now ending off their maritime traffic, their world empires, and so forth. I always knew there was something slightly wrong with organizations. And what is wrong with an organization is simply that, well, there's actually only one thing wrong with the whole subject of organization, and that is simply inspection before the fact. Inspection before anything has happened. Coming down and inspecting the safety restrictions or the safety equipment of a vessel which hasn't sunk. And all you've got to do that in an empire or a business, all you've got to do is that is start inspecting before anything has happened, and pretty soon the lines are going slower and slower, and then the lines are stopped, and then the empire, the company, is dead. And that's a fact. That's a fact. That is how the Roman Empire went. The modern Italian Empire went the same way. They always had to call Rome, even in their bountiest days when they had Mussolini there, and they had a little bit of prosperity. It was coming back a little bit before they went mad, went to war. But they always had to call Mussolini. Nobody else would do, you would see. Somebody sitting over here in Sicily, and he wanted to stamp somebody's passport, you see, he had to call Rome. Is it okay to stamp this passport? Well, it's not much of an empire now, if you've ever been around there lately. There are an awful lot of officials there, but not much else. Similarly, in a business, whenever there's a bunch of inspections before the fact, the line's slow. Now, the prosperity, activity, and size of the business depend exclusively and utterly upon the velocity of its particles. By particle is meant dispatches, visitors, product, deliveries, anything a particle that could flow on a communication line. The prosperity of that company depends on the speed of flow of those particles. By particle is meant dispatches, visitors, product, deliveries, anything a particle that could flow on a communication line. The prosperity of that company depends on the speed of flow of those particles. So every time somebody inspects them before anything has happened, look, there goes some of its prosperity. Now when they inspect and then inspect, well, they're really going downhill now, but now when they inspect and inspect and inspect, they're starting to walk with crutches. And when they inspect and 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 inspect, you know you're in England. And they're dead. So you see us at this time taking out all stops on our flow lines. All possible stops. And it's a sort of a dress rehearsal of this, and they're speeding up faster and faster. The results are very, very gratifying. Your cooperation is very well appreciated. I hope you get through everything with great rapidity. I know, of course, that it seems a little strange to move that fast or to have particles moving that fast, but I think you'll get used to it. And as you go up in case, even as fast as anything can go fast, still looks slow. Maybe only the advanced org can run this fast. We have yet to find this out. But in any event, I think they are doing fine. I think you're doing fine. And let's give a hand to the advanced org staff that has pulled you along this far. And another hand now to the Sea Org crew that is taking care of the ship and keeping it going. And I want to thank John McMaster for all the master of ceremony he has been doing for years on this. Give him a hand. And that's all I've got to say to you. I'm not going to give you techniques today. I may, possibly. You see, I didn't get time to give you any lectures on Section 3. You see, our fast flow system was so great that people always Section 3 before I got time to talk about Section 3. Well, that's pretty fast. So thank you very much for being here. Thank you for everything you have done for Scientology. And I assure you that we have really just begun. Thank you.